I'll turn on my personality.
I'm not going to sing, I swear.
All right. Welcome to the Loose Screws podcast. It's the 11th of December.
In 2023.
It's 3309. Jesus Christ.
Damn it.
That must be the personality. I'm Commander J. Antrax, and I'm joined tonight by Teflon.
In fealty of the God Emperor, our undying Lord, and by the grace of the Golden Throne, I hereby sign the death warrant of an entire world.
Well, is it finally over? Is it finally over?
You need a sound for when the sound effect is done, like a little chime, so we'll know to turn the page.
All I got is this.
Your freaking ears.
All right. Also here tonight is Commander Chig out of friggin' nowhere.
Much regert.
and also, everyone's best friend, it's Lark Shadow.
I actually bullied Chig into being here, but don't tell him that.
Wow.
Good luck with that one.
So
no, he's taller and faster than me, so I couldn't.
I'm definitely not taller. I'm a short middle fella.
He's taller than you? Oh, no, this is interesting. Hold on, let me scrap all of the content I had planned.
All right, how tall are you, Chig? Let's settle this now.
In fathoms or furlongs?
Yeah, sure.
I've got to be some fraction of a furlong, right? If I lay down, I've got to be...
Fractions of furlongs, that's your band name.
How tall are you in fruit roll-ups?
Oh, God, are we, like, fruit by a foot? Is that a fruit roll-up, too?
Did I say fruit by the foot? I said fruit roll-ups.
Isn't that a fruit roll-up product?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Shut up.
Definitive no, immediately walking it back.
I'm trying to figure out how long a furlong is and how tall I am, and I'll convert it for you guys.
I regird everything.
How tall are you in cups of motor tistete?
For crying out loud, I am 5'8".
Hold on. I am 0.0083 furlongs.
All right, let me do furlongs to feet. Hold on.
Okay, that's good enough. So,
We're good.
That bit ran its course.
Yep. Yeah. I think we're done. So,
don't ask my weight.
Next thing. Let's go.
Yeah, next thing. So
I think somebody on our Discord, somebody mentioned age earlier, that somebody went into metric or
metric
freedom
age.
Figures. It's like, God damn it, people.
Metric age.
Well, and then Nurgle's not here. Let me mention Nurgle's not here because he had a shit ton of work and he spelled it with the English ton instead of the freedom figure ton. T-O-N-N-E, he went. He had a crap ton of work to do. So I don't know why 2,200 pounds is that, I guess that is 10% more than 2,000 pounds, right? Because a ton, T-O-N, is 2,000 pounds. T-O-N-N-E is 2,200, right?
This is the way we talk in Tucson, Arizona.
No, I thought the difference between the two was the E.
And an N.
Is spelling it that way, does that make it a metric ton, or is that just a different spelling? Okay, no, so a metric ton is the weight of 1 cubic meter of water.
Yeah, well, 1,000 kilograms, essentially. Yeah.
I'm just surprised they didn't throw a...
But is it an African or a European water?
Throw a what? Teflon's cutting out.
Can you hear me?
Throw a what?
I'm surprised they didn't throw a U in there somewhere.
Oh, well, yeah. Sure. It is English. Yeah, sure. It should have been T-O-U-N-N-E. It pronounced tuniminium.
What? I was really wanting to move on, but tuniminium made me laugh. So anyway, on this... A very special episode of the Loose Screws podcast. We're going to talk about some elite stuff and and also some other elite stuff. And then there's going to be some Frontier stuff, and gosh darn it, there might even be some end of the year, just podcast in general kind of stuff. So, you know, it's going to be a really wholesome one.
Or do we still do that here? We still talk about that stuff here?
No, I don't know. I'm just doing a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just trying it out.
To be fair, that bit speaks right to our tens of listeners.
This bit has been going on for 4 years. Jesus. Commitment to a bit, guys.
So what's new? What's shaken with everybody? I mean, are we just talking... Anything besides measurements?
So I'll start because I promised late last week that this on the podcast I would describe my week from hell. So my week from hell actually started the Friday before when we found out that my sister-in-law might be getting some bad news, illness-related type news, but we wouldn't know more until her appointment on Tuesday. So then the weekend happens. Monday comes around. Freaking Monday, every single customer I talked to that day at work, and I talked to a gajillion of them, I swear, was pissed off. I don't know why, but they were all just mad at me, and that just, it made for a really crappy day. Right?
They probably met you.
I mean, yeah, fair, but still. Then Tuesday, my sister-in-law goes to the doctor and gets referred to an obstetrician because she might have cancer. So we're still waiting on, obviously, more tests and scans and stuff for that. But it's looking pretty sure at this point. It's just a matter of what and how far along and stuff like that, right? Then Wednesday was the same as Monday at work. Then Thursday, my mom has a freaking heart attack.
Oh my.
She's okay. But all things considered, she technically had the heart attack 3 days before Thursday and didn't know it. I guess she was talking to one of her friends just on the phone, and that friend is a retired nurse. And it's like, you're wheezing. Has this been going on? Shut up, phone. Has this been going on for a while? And my mom said, yeah, for a few days. And she's like, go to the ER right freaking now. And yeah, it turned out she had a heart attack. So don't know cause yet. Scans came back. She's resting and recovering and doing well. So all things considered, that's like the best news that could have happened on that, all considering, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Then Friday, I was just at that point so emotionally spent that I just zombied my way through the day and went home early because I just couldn't anymore, man. I needed to recharge. I was done. I had nothing left. And that was my week.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was a doozy. I'm doing better now. I honestly am. Like everything's looking okay so far. Obviously, we're not going to know what's going on with the sister-in-law for a while because they got to do like a ton of more tests to figure out what it is and if it's spread and blah, 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 blah. But I'm not feeling as drained anymore, and that's the point.
Well, damn, man.
Right?
Sorry for all that bullshit.
And so then I avoided people all weekend and just played Warframe because, gosh darn it, I needed to shoot something. Sorry, I wasn't trying to bring you down. I'm honestly okay. Everyone around is okay.
Yeah.
It's just, it sucks, you know?
Yeah. Crappy week. Well,
who wants to follow that?
Yeah.
I would, but it would sound like I'm just trying to one-up you, so I'm not even going to talk about
my No, go for it. Go for it. One-up me. I dare you. Let's go.
Mine involves suicides by multiple people
pretty
close to me. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's been a mix of just dog shit, you know, around us. You know, one a family member, one another... a coworker. So, it's been, you know, it seems like this time of year starts to bring that shit out, and don't know, the world tends to bring a lot of people down lately. So yeah, it's world's been a downer.
I'm giving you, an internet hug right now.
My family's doing, within my own household, things are going good, and my wife loves Christmas, so it's all kinds of Christmas stuff, around here. Kids doing good. She got a job. Right. Refuses to get her driver's license, so guess who picks her up at the mall, most nights at 10 p.m. instead of sitting at home with my pants off?
Your daughter.
No, you got it wrong, man.
Let's rewind. She refuses to get her driver's license.
Yeah, she just doesn't want to get her driver's license. She does not like driving much, which is fine because then I don't have to get another car and stuff like that. But hey.
I mean, true, but I just
but.
Yeah, it's that's been another thing is that plus she's in band, a jazz band. She plays first Thursday of the month at a local music spot, what used to just be a coffee shop, now it's craft beer and coffee shop and music venue kind of thing, but it's where all the hipster type people
beatniks go to play
music. Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool, to be honest.
She is playing jazz flute, people. My daughter is Ron Burgundy.
That is freaking awesome.
Having knowing her, she probably definitely is like that.
Here's the big question. Can she play the flute hook from the Men at Work song?
I literally have no idea what that is. And
does she know Freebird?
Who doesn't? I mean, really?
Me.
Play some Skinner, man. And then I was in the same kind of boat as Lark Shadow. Then is by the time I find time to sit down and stuff, I just don't feel like socializing. And I haven't been getting into Elite a whole lot because don't want to poo poo on the game. This is my forever game. I absolutely love it. And I got on we did Carrying Crew or whatever the other night. I'm sure we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah.
So I actually got on with the guys for a little bit, but oh my God, the goddamn hurdles I had to jump through. When we get to that, I'll bitch about that a little bit because that was Jesus Christ. So it was an adventure to join the guys for that. But when we were there, holy crap, I'm sure we'll cover that. So I did have fun with that, but most nights I've been I've got between my ass getting home from work and then having to go pick the daughter up. I managed to, get in front of my computer for an hour and a half. It's I'm just going to play a couple quick games of StarCraft and then I'm going to go pick my kid up. And then it's bedtime because I am almost Nurgle old. So, that's that. But I managed to get home at a decent time tonight. I don't have to pick the kid up tonight, so I figured I'd hop in and see.
And here we are.
There's a Teflon here. Hadn't had a chance to really talk to Trax a whole lot, and most of my best friends are Lark Shadows, so it all works out.
Some of my best friends are Lark Shadows.
I feel what you're going through, Chig. I empathize with you, man.
Yeah, that's life, man.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear about the lifing.
I'm very sorry about the down stuff in your life,
Jim. Yeah, it is what it is, man. And people have different views on that. We don't need to get into those kind of discussions and stuff. It just brings shit down. So I think we'll just keep it to space stuff. Yeah. So none of us end up going off on a rant. But I do appreciate the heartfelt condolences. Thank you.
Well, if you need somebody to talk to, call someone else.
Yeah, don't worry. We're always here, Uwu.
What is Uwu? Don't know. Don't even tell me what it is. Just move on.
No, I don't want to know about that.
They put that they put that in Discord a few times, and I look at something else. I don't want to know what it is.
I will not update to that.
I have no FOMO. I just YOLO, and I'm going to yeet that into the thing. How's that? See, I'm hip. I'm cool.
That was almost a rap song.
Have we done Teflon yet?
No. I mean, not lately.
Take it away.
So, Trax, I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
If you were dogging on the rings of Saturn and a unicycle runs out of nitrogen, what color should your bow tie?
What? That's a, is that a question? What color is my bow tie?
Yeah.
Color is my bow tie.
You want to know the answer?
Yeah, sure.
Triangles, because penguins don't like Christmas.
Bicycle, because a vest has no sleeves.
Okay.
Ah, man, things are going fine. My birthday's tomorrow.
Oh! Hey.
There you go.
Me and my wife got a chance to go out and do some Christmas shopping, just the two of us, and have a little lunch date. And I got
a little afternoon delight.
Yeah, I got some. Well, absolutely.
Had to go there.
I got some new clothes. I got to go eat seafood. And we'll leave that one there.
Does that mean you're, wait, are you going to be 40 now then?
No.
No. Oh.
I'll be 39.
Okay. I couldn't remember exactly how much different we were.
How different are we?
I guess about who's a year taller? And a half.
And by how many furlongs?
I am about a year and a half taller.
A year and a half taller?
According to my daughter, who is 8 years old and still sometimes refers to people as their age being their height.
That's pretty funny.
That's adorable.
I think she's doing it on purpose, but you never know.
Wow.
Well, I will add one more thing here before we move to what tracks to. By the way, I'm starting the next Murderbot book, Rogue Protocol. So, yay.
Murderbot.
When I was on last week, I forgot to play this sound for Audaxius. So, Audaxius, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Stay fresh cheese bags.
Oh, God, it's so yucky.
Oh, man.
You can, like, hear the wetness. Stop.
It is. It's really gross.
What happened?
Ooh. You can hear the wetness.
Stay fresh cheese bags.
Just sound moist.
Gotta hurl in space, beer back.
Oh, God. Space hurls the worst.
So you really gotta be careful or it acts like a thruster.
Well, you just gotta fart at the same time. Counterbalance.
I didn't think it could be made worse. I was wrong.
This is a bad episode, you guys.
We're doing a bad job.
This is going to be a,
anyways, Trax, what's up with you?
This is the bad episode. You know, Don't listen to this.
Yeah, follow the vomit fart joke. Go for it.
Check back next week.
Doing all right over here. You know, we're just carrying on with everything. Been mixing a lot of music lately. A lot of times, my dialogue kind of work will slow down around this time of year, which is nice because if it doesn't, it probably means that somebody's going to dump something on my lap right before Christmas. But anyway, everything's fine. And I've just been playing, mixing the rock and roll music and stuff. It's been kind of nice. My class is wrapping up. I need to just copy in my final grades, but everything's all done with that. One of my students did not show up to their final.
Aww.
So, oops. So that will not reflect well on their grade. But anyway, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it because didn't show up, didn't reply to my email. So clearly they don't care. So anyway, that's fine.
I have to ask, did they have a good grade before that point or?
No. This is anonymous. You know, this is a student that has not turned in any assignments. Now, assignments don't count for a very big portion of the grade, but yeah.
You're saying they didn't not have a bad grade.
What's interesting about it to me is that, you know, they were fairly attentive and were there pretty much every class period, seemingly paying attention, and I don't know. It's a strange experience. I never taught a class before, so it's sort of a strange experience to have somebody like involved and paying attention to you and looking you right in the eye when you give the assignments and doing absolutely none of them all semester and then not turning up to their to the slot that they picked out in the schedule as their slot for when they're going to do their final practical exam. So anyway, it was just odd, but at the same time, it's like, no, I'm not losing sleep over that. But yeah, played some Elite on a couple of nights here. I guess what have we done since last time? We keep doing these like do whatever nights. We played some AX one night. We did some Piranha Squad recently, and then we did Vulture night.
Piranha Squad was a lot of freaking.
Was it
fun.
Friday or Saturday? I can't remember. Squad.
I think it was Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. That Chig and we had upwards of 10 people come out. So it's nice.
Hadn't seen a group like that in Discord in a while.
Yeah. So we did Conflict Zones in Vultures, and it's not really the challenge like Piranha Squad can be. Piranha Squad with real small ships can be a challenge. I mean, a Vulture fits on a small pad, but. It is one brutal warship. So that wasn't really the point, but they were tons of good fun.
Sorry, I just thought of an even better official name for carrion crew. Brute Squad.
Yeah, Brute Squad should be the big ships, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or is that T-10s?
Yeah.
Definitely be the big ships.
There were a few other good names we came up with. Somebody came up with something... Man,
I came up with Squad and Bully Brigade.
Bully Brigade, I think we liked.
Bully Brigade might be nice, yeah. So anyway, yeah, just doing stuff like that, which is why I'm still flying the Vulture tonight for the sake of the video viewers.
Because
I don't know, I just put video episodes of the podcast out, but really I'm not doing anything except flying around my carrier. For most of these, because I can't pay attention to do anything else in game while I'm podcasting. But anyway, that's about the size of it. So more stuff like that's going on, and they're still doing, like, currently it's Monday, so they're still doing Mining Monday up there. Apparently people like that. So
there's
get in handful like of mining. Yeah. So that's cool. So that'll be a recurring event, and we'll keep doing some other stuff. There's seemingly a lot of interest in further specificity to like the Piranha Squad kind of nights. Somebody mentioned like there was talk about doing a hauler night one time, and we did actually do that, except like Mosquito Swarm. I actually did that and nobody showed up, so it was just me and one hauler. Actually, Volt was there for a few minutes, but not for most of it. One hauler, and it was Hauler is an extremely difficult ship to do combat in. An extremely difficult ship.
With that kind of convergence, it should be pretty damn easy.
Jeez, yeah, you just
wrong with you.
You just it's not like it's that hard to not die. With a built right, the Hauler is just so fast that if you don't want to, you don't die. But to kill something, you do have to put yourself in danger. And so there's the trade-off, right? It was fun. I mean, whatever. If anybody wanted to see, the stream still on YouTube is available. I did kill some things. Killed some cutters.
Of course it was cutters.
But it is, is it tough with a tiny little ship with one size, one hard point. But, some player in FDL. Because it was a... there was a combat CG going on at the time. I took it there to fly the hauler in the CG, hoping I'd find some people. Didn't really see anybody, but there was one, ganker griefer type person that pulled me in an FDL.
Idiot.
Tried to shoot down the hauler. So unfortunately for that person, they looked foolish, but that's what you got to do. Can't catch the hauler. No, sir. Anyway.
When we did Vulture Night, I didn't have... Well, I don't know. I'm going to bitch now, just a little bit.
Go for it.
You were one of the several fools who, for some reason, didn't already have a Vulture pre-built.
Well, you guys decided, like, Vulture Night earlier that day. I didn't know.
No, we'd been talking about it for over a week. True story. First of all, second of all, anybody elite commander who doesn't have a vulture built, like, what is your problem?
Well, here's the problem.
Just fix your life.
Here's the problem. I show up and I go to my carrier. I'm like, okay, I think I've got a vulture. Oh, there's my vulture. Pull it out, open it up, and I look, and it's like missing. It's a lot of E-rated goodness. So I figured I stripped it down from stuff, right? So then I start checking my modules, what I can put onto it, so I don't have to go buy new modules and going from this ship, take shit off, back to that ship, put it on. This ship takes stuff off, and I'm bouncing back and forth. All of a sudden I see, oh, wait, there's another vulture. I had a vulture that was pretty nicely equipped, actually. And I'm like, I think I built that, when we were talking about doing this months and months and months ago. But I had already reassembled this other vulture. That headache where I'm cussing at life because it's that logging out of ships and, every time you change a module, you got to sit through the whole animation and everything else. So I'm trying to hurry up and get to you guys to play, and I'm getting the ship built. Finally get the ship built. And then I am like, you know what? I haven't played in a while. I haven't flown my ship. I'm going to throw my VR headset on. I hadn't flown with a VR headset for even longer than having flown my ship. Put the VR headset on, and all of a sudden I've got no sound. And I'm like, what the hell? Trying the headset and everything else, and I've got no sound. I'm going into settings, and you're taking off the VR headset, playing with stuff, putting the VR headset back on, and finally I'm like, fuck it, I can live without sound. And I start flying, and then all of a sudden I'm like, this really looks like shit right now. So I'm like, must have been at some point, when one of the updates with the game or my drivers, it changed settings in the VR. And you don't just... What's the thing? You don't just march into Mordor or whatever.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. You don't just change VR settings.
Don't put baby in a corner. Wait, that's the wrong movie.
There's so many different settings, and what is fucking with what? You don't know. So I start going, and I think I just went idiot. Well, VR Ultra, fuck it. That looks like a good one. All of a sudden, the headset's just black. And I've got nothing. I pull the headset off, and it looks like I need 3D glasses when I'm looking at the actual monitor. It was some kind of separated colors thing going
on. Oh, you did like a... Oh.
Yeah.
Chromatic 3D. You threw it into the wrong 3D mode. Yeah.
Yep. That's a fun experience.
I have no idea what the fuck this is. I'm just going to fly normal. I disconnect the headset. Well, when I pulled the headset off to look at that, and I see this whole chromatic thing... And then all of a sudden, the whole game crashes. So I do my usual crash report, mortiti steti, I send to FDev. Get the game back up. It's like, okay, let's go back to normal settings, because when I log back on, it still had everything, even though I didn't log into, Steam VR. I logged into just regular, but it was still doing the weird thing. Get my settings all back, just said, fuck it, Ultra, this, that. Okay, now I can see... Go to launch the game. It crashes one more time. Like, God damn it. Then I finally get it. And then I start flying to you guys and see that I've got a bounty. I'm like, God damn it. Go to pay off the bounty, because I'm going to be fighting with loose screws. And I can't do that. If I got a bounty, I can't pick that side of the war. And I didn't want to fight all you guys at the same time. So I go to pay my bounty. It wasn't there. I couldn't pay it off. And then I'm like, oh, my God. Do I start, looking desperately, for an interstellar factors. Where's the nearest one? The one that I'm at has loose screws, so I can't use this one. So then I'm like, fuck it, just turn myself in. Then I flew from prison back to you guys. Then I finally get to you guys, and I had to go pick my daughter up at work at 10 o'clock. And I finally get into the instance at 8:45. So it's like, all right, I'll fly for 45 minutes. But while I was there, God damn it, it was fun.
Great.
That's the moral of the story.
Half Fantastic. Of his game was setting up the game.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this story.
It was not a fun experience. I think the moral of the story is, well, there's multiple, but the main one that I came away is, God damn it, give us loadouts for our ships, for fuck's sake. So I could just a saved loadout I had, and it would have given me the vulture I need, and I could have just flown out there. And I was all worried. I had plasma accelerators, advanced plasma accelerators. being that I hadn't flown in a while, I didn't know if I was going to be able to hit shit with those things. And there were so many Type 10s that I felt like a goddamn sniper, because you can hit those things all day, every day. I don't think I missed, just to tell you the truth. So, yeah, that was fun.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, the loadouts, yes, that would be fantastic. I'm not holding my breath, of course, but the other thing about it is the graphics settings are seriously underdeveloped compared to the control bindings settings, where you can save your own custom binds and then refer back to them. You can't do that with the custom graphics settings. I used
an app that was on the desktop. Yeah. I don't remember what it was, where I could...
It's ED Profiler, and you still can, because I use that. It's the only effective way to flip between like a VR and a flat mode graphic settings, because obviously you don't want the same settings.
Yeah,
so I mean, there's two main reasons. First of all, you don't want the same settings for VR as you do for flat. Like, I don't know, maybe if you have a 4090, then you can get away with it. But for the rest of us mortals, it's not happening. You need to turn some things down in VR. And all of the presets in Elite for a few years now, since they added the FSR, the AMD super resolution feature with Odyssey, they've included that in all of their preset graphics settings. So you basically, even if you say ultra settings, it will turn on FSR. So you have to go and then manually turn that off, and that, which flips you back to a custom. And of course, if you had a custom going in the meantime, that means you've just overwritten your custom settings. So anyway, yes, ED Profiler is the third party app, which is like, you know, donationware. Send money to his PayPal if you use it. And it's still up to date. It's still fantastic. Somebody asked me, like, it has the ability to like launch the game and stuff like that. That's the stuff I could never get to work. It has a bunch of stuff built into it that I don't use. But as far as just saving a graphics profile for, here's my VR settings, I open it up, click apply to VR mode, close the app, and then launch the game as normal. When I'm going to fly flat, like on the podcast night, open it up, there's my 2D custom setting, apply that, close the app, and then launch the game as normal.
That's right, because you can also change HUD colors and stuff like that with it.
It does have that feature too,
but it's a funky which I don't mess version. With. Yeah.
Well, it's the old way of doing it, where you just edit that like INI file or something. So you're sort of just changing color values as they apply globally, not the HUD mod way of doing it.
Exactly. This one, if you change like the color of like something on your radar, it also changes like the cheek tone of every NPC.
You change the orange to blue. Anything that was orange in the game is now blue.
is
basically how it works in the menus. So anyway, but yeah, ED Profile is a great app. Works good, and I use it fantastically, so that I can have like shadows turned down and view distance turned down and stuff like that. But I wonder, are you using virtual desktop to play on Quest?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, are you playing on a Rift?
Yes. Yeah, I use my Rift. I have a Quest 2 also, but my wife and daughter tend to use that for Beat Saber and stuff, so I've just stuck to the Rift S. I'll admit I've considered getting a Quest 3, but I don't know. I that big screen looks cool to me, too. Have you seen that one? That's a cool-looking little headset.
Oh, the Beyond?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need base stations for that, though.
So... I've had base stations in the past.
Oh, have you? Okay. Yeah. If you've already got base stations and you're playing seated games, I think it's a great headset for that. Yeah.
You're
custom fitted to your face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That thing looks sick. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the first headset that's tempted me in a while.
I want to play Beat Saber.
Well, whatever. I shouldn't talk about VR stuff. You'd be blown away by pancake lenses.
Yeah,
if you get a headset that has those, the difference is astounding in how wide the clear area of your view is.
Well, I know how much we all hate the whole Facebook stuff or Meta stuff or whatever we want to call it, but the three at that price point and the fact that I already have two headsets in that stupid ecosystem, the 3 is very tempting also.
Yeah, yeah.
Quest 3, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we sure are carrying on, but that's okay. So let's see. Maybe we should get into, you know what I haven't done is I haven't loaded up my sound effects yet to play the squadron thing. So now I'm just going to chat myself through.
Huh.
We do?
What? Bards.
What?
Don't we have a bard piece this week?
Oh my God, you're right.
I totally
spaced on that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to play the, I'm going to do the squadron briefing sound, and then somebody is going to kindly read through what they've put into the notes for us. And while you vamp, I'm going to make sure the other thing is put in. So here comes the squadron briefing.
Incoming priority message.
Squadron briefing.
So thanks to Piranha Knight as well as Carrion Crew, we have victories in Duroc and Midas. Whatever. We have victories in those two systems.
Midichlorians?
We still need to build some separation there. So running missions for us is what we want to do there at the moment. We also have an expansion war in LP-27-9 that I assume we want to win. And we're currently locked in Miola and need Lambda, Andromeda, and Ross 310 beat down because they don't know what's good for them. Also, Volt is hosting Mining Mondays tonight in HIP 22352-7 Ring A.
Yeah, they're going to make Mining Mondays a thing, and the podcast is always being recorded on those nights, so that's fine with me. I don't care. I'm never going to do something else that night. And frankly, it's the kind of activity that even people in the podcast could participate in if they wanted to, right?
Indeed.
So so Mining Mondays, yeah, we'll keep that event going, and we'll try to they I'm sure will keep us posted on where it's going to be. You can find that info in the events channel near to any particular Monday as far as what system they'll be in.
Are they back in 22352? Is that what you said?
Yes.
HIP 22352. Yes.
I'm gonna jump my carrier over there.
Planet 7, Ring A. Anything else you need to know standing orders-wise or regarding the faction can be found in the Loose Screws Factions channel on our Discord or the Standing Orders channel, which are graciously always kept up by Blooming Wind and Nergs.
All right. So, yes, thank you all for reminding me because I definitely totally forgot. We do have an express report from the Bard, and this is going to be the final episode. Unless something specific comes up later that he feels like making a recording or making a segment for, this is the farewell to the regular segment from the Bard. So we're going to go ahead and fire that up right about now.
Out of the Bard, the King Hadion makes peace!
I should make this quick.
You're not the sentimental type anyways.
Nah, you're right about that. Folks, it's been a good run, but I'm stepping away from segments, reporting on Galanet and the lore in general.
On the bright side, it's only taken you almost a year to come to this conclusion.
Yeah, that's about how long it's been since I last seriously played. The very last time I logged in was just to verify that I'm still unable to land on planets, to which, lo and behold, still nothing. I think if I could still land on planets and moons, I would still be playing, or at least keeping up with the lore, but not being able to land on anything, you know, it's like losing half the game to me. But I've had my fun in my... how many hours? Jesus Christ, my 4,100 hours. That's plenty of time.
Time for the news.
One last time. Outlines Shadow Presidency future.
It's That's really interesting.
December 7th, Tion Isla? Sure. Tion Isla. I think that's how you pronounce it. Materials campaign fails. They did it. They failed a CG.
Holy fucking shit.
Also on December 7th, Spire shutdown confirms Thargoid vulnerability. Mycoid 2, bioengineered Boogaloo.
Yes, hello. I was wondering if you could play that song again.
Which one, man?
The one that goes bee boo boo bop boo boo beep.
No, man, you're thinking of beep beep boo boo bop boo 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 bop.
That's all we have for you this week. Have fun out there. Oh, and...
Salam, 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 salam.
Bite my shiny metal ass, meat bags.
Just a few more inside jokes for all of us.
Perfect way for the train to come into station.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
I love the Douglas Adams reference too.
Yeah, that was good. I like the right before that was pretty good. The song that goes bip bip but up, and then I had to turn off my mic. I laughed out loud really hard.
yeah. Well, so that did happen. The gal that did publish an article saying that Thargoid vulnerability was confirmed by Tyrannus being isolated in the Spire sites, being able to turn off. But reports from those who are paying attention, which is to say like the AXI and the DOCH, I can never remember which one it is. Anyway.
Just say DAOC, it's close enough.
Yeah. Reports from them are that something has changed with the Thargoid War because Titans can produce alerts now where they previously couldn't. And now there are 6 alerts per Titan. So something's been turned up or changed. And there was also some talk about maybe the weight of combat toward the war progress might have increased, but I haven't seen anything confirmatory on that. So hearsay, I suppose.
You know what I think the more invasions thing is? I think that's the rubber band effect inside the BGS of them overextending themselves to the point that they had no points to do anything with, then getting basically beaten back into submission, and now suddenly they have all the points again.
Well,
that's what
okay. There's a lot of statistical analysis and confirmed stuff about how many alerts could be produced and things like that. Like that was a known thing. There was some things that we sort of guessed about, and there were times when what should have happened according to the math didn't happen, but then it would, like the next week, it would always go back to normal. So it was like there were these anomalies, but it was the anomalies were just like it would go to the wrong system or it wouldn't happen at all, and then it would like wait a week to kick off or something like that. There was the person who was collating all of this data did a real long segment on Lave Radio many, many weeks ago, going over it in great detail. So anyway, the point is when they say Titans can alert now where they couldn't before, that is a change. Like that's a change that happened at the tick. And there's 6 instead of 4. Yeah, there's always been 4. It's not been bouncing around. Or, I mean, they did describe some kind of early on. They described some kind of effect, like the farther you were from the Titan, the easier the system would fall, like the less resistance you'd have. Mm-hmm. But that's not really what we're talking about here. Plus, they'd pushed it all the way back to the Titan, so this ought to be maximum force to begin with. Anyway. Something's changed. I don't know more about it than that. Maybe somebody will soon, but that seemed to be the news as of today. It basically means there isn't really any result from the Titan being isolated, because even though they sort of talked about it in Galnet, which makes you think there is supposed to be something, but nothing happened. It just pushed back a little harder. Which, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could think of that as a result, but if they're being resupplied by spire sites and we shut down all the spire sites and then they push back harder, then that kind of invalidates that the spire sites are resupplying them.
I wonder if the BGS algorithm finally went sentient.
and they're just trying some to contain kind of intelligence, I think.
What was that, Jake?
That would require some kind of intelligence, I think.
Well, maybe there's just nobody in the office watching it. Oh, no. Yeah.
Can you imagine on an elite server somewhere, it's just waking up like Ultron?
So the other thing, a Galnet article posted today, and let's see, I call it up. So the Utopia shares an update on the Nemesis failsafe. So the scientists who know all about replicating human consciousness in computers have some kind of news or information that they've decided to settle on regarding Salvation's failsafe device and whether his consciousness is now stored inside the Guardian obelisks or something, and they want to talk to CoGen A about it.
It's the Borg. And
I see that as a sign that this plot is finally going to start moving along. Still got my fingers crossed for the Guardians Arise, having been merged with Salvation's consciousness as a third actor. Could still happen, everybody. We could still get a human Thargoid ally war against the Guardians / Salvation consciousness.
I'd be down for that.
We'll conclude this whole war story with that. We can put a little bow on this game, and they can all move on to Elite Five.
I like to think
I'll be happy as can be.
I like to think somewhere in an obelisk, Salvation is just like, just waiting.
Oh, what's your plan for Elite Five? Feel free to stop doing that anytime.
What's your plan for Elite Five? Like 50 years in the future or what?
No, Elite Five will actually be IRL.
So it's going to go back in time?
Yes.
Huh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends how they're going to draw the... No, prequel doesn't work.
It's going to go to the building of the bubble, the initial growing of the bubble, then BGS, we could grow the bubble how we want, but then it wouldn't... Yeah, prequel wouldn't work if we've got any agency in what happens.
No, if they do a prequel, it'll be the same thing that happens to every sci-fi prequel. The creators can't help themselves, and the technology ends up looking more advanced because you always have to one-up your previous thing you made. So instead of looking old and junky, it's going to be like Prometheus coming after all the Alien movies, but their computers are like fancy and new and brilliant, and they have to come up with some hand-waving lore reason why that's true. And
anyway, pod racing.
It looks all fancy and new and not like 1980s sci-fi. Rear projected screens attached to the wall.
Well, you ever notice Amidala's ship looked remarkably like a clipper? Trax would have blown that bitch out of the sky.
Couldn't help myself.
It's just like the intro to the third one of the freaking thing flying along to Coruscant, and then a freaking vulture comes out of nowhere, blows it up, and just keeps flying off screen.
Moves on.
Oh, flip.
No, what do you think? What do you think, guys? Guardians coming back? Salvation comes back as Guardians?
I think Salvation comes back as Guardians, and I think it's going to be a split thing faction-wise. Like, there'll be some people in the bubble who will be like, yeah, sure, this is a good idea. Let's ally with them. And the rest will be like, F that noise. And then the Thargoids are on the other side, like told you.
I think Salvation Comes Back as a zombie.
Zombie Salvation.
I don't know. Maybe it's Prometheus after all. That's what we'll find.
Walking Dead 3310.
I've quit trying to guess where they're going with it because, yeah. I don't know.
I don't have guesses. Like, I just have hopes.
People make these amazing, awesome guesses about, hey, this would be cool if, and I think FDev sees it and goes, nah, that's too good of an idea. We can't do that. So then they do something else and it's just not cool.
People will look at what they think they can do and what they would like them to do in certain situations. And it's not in the plans or something that FDev realistically has the time to do. And they hype themselves up for something they were never going to get in the first place.
Yeah.
True story. You can also put that on FDev because sometimes, you know, they don't say enough to stop people from doing that. And it's like, well, what do you expect people to do? Because, you know, you won't tell them anything.
They expect people to have a stiff upper lip and be a good British citizen and not do anything. I guess I have no idea.
I'll go with what he said.
Something, something, top hats.
Top hats.
Top hats. I don't know.
My apologies in advance to Great Britain.
Not to mention, like, some things in this game, I don't know, like, some of the things people go for or want them to do in this game. It's like, I don't know if the engine can really handle that. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
This is some old code. Like,
I know that the engine can handle spaceships, and I know it can draw Thargoids, and I know it can draw Guardians, and I know it can make their AIs interact in a battle. So I think I'm fine. I think all of my hopes are fine. You notice I'm not mentioning anywhere in there that we're going to run into Thargoids on foot. It's a huge mistake. It's painful that Odyssey has been out for how long now and nothing is going on with that. But I mean, I'm just pretty sure that the game's going to end without ever having that shown up at this point. I mean, but that's the thing you said earlier about they have to have these in the plans and being developed, you know, months, years in advance. I mean, by the time I first started speculating about Salvation coming back in the Guardian thing, that's because they tipped us off to that with all the Gauntlet articles about the failsafe device in the first place. So that means this had already been decided way back then. And like the assets were already being developed. So whatever is going to happen, it's already, they're not listening to me and then making a choice about it. No.
Slow.
So.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, what would a sequel even? I guess it's too early to really even think about that.
Yeah. Okay. So this is an okay point to transition. So as far as in development news, there was some kind of report based on the investors and the blah 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 blah. But the bits of it that I felt like teasing out that might be vaguely relevant to the topic of this podcast is that, and I get this basically directly from Burpit because I don't read those reports or listen to any analysts of those reports. I just wait for the lovelies over there to take care of it for me. So Elite seemingly earns about £4 million a year, which is not a large amount for Frontier, but it is still one of their profitable properties. And they currently plan, you know, it's in the plans to keep earning revenue for them through 2026. The servers will be online. You know, the plan is to have them online at least that long. Elite is part of their plan to become solvent again. So that's all going on. Whether or not there are any major updates, kind of doubt it, considering everything that's happened. But things are going to be online and kept working at least through 2026. And we know that they have story beats planned, you know, into next year. So
hey, I'm something's fine with
that. Going on. Yeah. In sadder news, apparently Tom Kuhl. No, don't know how to pronounce Tom Kuhl
cool.
And Robert cool. and Robin McGovern have been told that their jobs are possibly being made redundant. And I spelled that name wrong. So obviously they've been those two several times have been joining the community on live streams. Big people in as far as you know actual elite development programming and Robin on the audio team, which is you know.
Yeah, she wants to hear. They have better programmers in there. They just those programmers aren't as charismatic.
Well, it's
or experience.
I don't know all the details about this. So again, you know, from taken from people who know better than me. The words that they're using in England for this sort of stuff. The job is redundant, not the person. So it's not always. I get the impression it is not always like it's nobody's looking at them and going, "Well, Tom's the most useless person on the on the programming team, so let's axe Tom and Robin." I mean, sure, the audio is. What this one of the things this game is most renowned for, let's go ahead and cut Robin's job. You know, that's not the way this is happening, but anyway, yeah.
To be we'll clear, see how they turn out. That.
Yeah, no, I know. But anyway, I don't know. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Wish them well. I hope they get to stay around, but if they don't, I'm sure they'll land somewhere good because people of that caliber are needed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, that's just all sort of being talked about in the context of, yeah, I don't see major development happening until if or until I feel like I'm not saying that right, but the I think you understand what I'm meaning. The financials start to look a little bit better. I mean, there's certainly nothing that hasn't already been put into the works and stuff is going to happen. And probably even that stuff with some delays, like, for example, that the stability patch was delayed, but is apparently coming tomorrow. Hooray. Okay. So 17.01 drops tomorrow as we record this. The servers will be offline and come back sometime around noon in England time. There isn't any report yet about what's in it, but it's, you know, fixes. Not content. And then update 18 is still, you know, still confirmed that it's in the plans, but it doesn't have a date as far as an actual content update.
Yeah, with the jobs moving around and stuff over there, as far as redundancies are not redundant, that's not surprising that 18 doesn't have a date anymore. It's probably not going to be settled until all of that's settled.
Yeah, possibly, or it's just slowed down, you know, early next year, maybe.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else I wanted to put in here about that? Not really. Any thoughts, everybody?
I Googled because I was curious how long it had been since Odyssey came out. And I used the Google machine and, what it popped up is interesting. It says Elite Dangerous Odyssey, you know, on Google. That has a, like the little thing on the right. That's usually like, oftentimes it's Wikipedia. In this case, it doesn't like say what it is, but it's Elite Dangerous Odyssey console game. It's got a 5 out of 10 on Steam. It's 75% of Google users liked this video game, so 5 out of 10 stars on Steam. It's 75% of video game users like it, and it's a console game. But it did come out May 19th of 2021, so we're talking 2.5 years it's been out.
Yeah.
Audience rating, 2 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
It's not good, but that's...
I would give the launch 2 out of 5 stars, but I'd give its current state like 4 out of 5, because, I mean, I have fun with it.
I
have fun with the game as a whole. The part of it that is Odyssey is still a strange thing. Like there's just a few little bits where you can just touch that Odyssey stuff, but it's not integral.
No,
to what's really fun about the game, and that's I don't know. There, I could make an argument for that being good or that being bad. I mean, it is bad. Yeah. I think it's bad from a development standpoint. I think it makes them look bad, and obviously it contributes. Okay. So here's the other thing. The reason all of this financial stuff is going on with FDev right now is not because of Elite. It's not even because of Odyssey. I mean, Odyssey wasn't great. But it was not nearly as it's this Age of Sigma, whatever the fuck that is.
Warhammer. Yeah.
It's some fucking Warhammer game that was an absolute disaster. That's what's going on here. Regardless of what we think about Odyssey, that's
yeah, I guess
F1 comparatively was not a what sank big them.
Bomb as well, but not as big of one as Age of Sigmar.
Yeah,
well, that was on my wish list.
Short chain of things.
And I wanted to try to support FDev. I love RTS games. That's like my favorite, you know,
genre.
I didn't know if it was genre type when you're talking games. What the hell?
I think it's a genre.
I think it's a genre. Too,
I think space isn't a genre, but people refer to it as a genre all the time.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of like a major subgenre, I guess you could say. So.
Space?
What,
space? Yeah, it's like space games.
Space is
everything is in space. Yeah, it's a setting.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Whereas science fiction would be a genre.
Yeah. All space can take place within a science fiction genre, but not all science fiction is space.
Right.
RTS is a genre.
Yes.
All right, it is a genre. All right, so RTS, okay. Now that we're back to this, is my favorite Genry. And when I had that game.
Sorry, that one took me a second.
I was waiting. Usually those ones, I get a chuckle out of you, and there was nothing, so it threw me off for a second there. But as far as Genrys I play is RTSs, and I wanted to support FDev. So this game was on my wish list and I was watching for it. And now I don't get scared away by reviews. If somebody's just like, this game's garbage because blah, 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 or this is this, or it's a grindtastic or whatever. But the things that they were talking about this game that made it bad were very specific and enough to stop me from buying it because it just sounds fucking hideous. They just are doing things with it that just would make playing if the control scheme is bad, it's like they tried to make the control scheme like controller friendly in RTS and it made the whole thing just not play well. So if I'm not buying a game and I've got no impulse control at all, I'll try any. I've got so many games on my freaking in my library that I'm at like 35 minutes of play time on. You would just cry if you saw it. And I couldn't bring myself to buy this game. And I mean, right now the reviews are mixed. They're not horrible, but there's only 846 of them. So, I mean, nobody's buying the game.
Yeah. The player numbers, I guess, and everything were really bad. Yeah. I don't give a lick about RTS games. That's perhaps my least favorite genre. So I wasn't going to pay attention to it anyway. I didn't even really know what it was, but yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
But we've kind of been with FDev for, we played this game for so long, you know, I've been with FDev through these years of like, they were the creators of Elite and then they had these other what kind of sim is it that like the roller coaster game
roller coaster
is
and tycoon and
well there's a name for that genre though. It's like CMS or something like that.
City builders.
Well, it's not something simulation, but I don't remember what the other letters are, but
yeah.
Like the dinosaur game and the roller coaster and all, like
city
those
management
were,
simulator.
Well, they're not all about cities, though. But anyway, it's something like that.
Anyway.
Creative? Is it creative management? That might be it.
Yeah, creative management.
Creative management sim.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. There it is.
Come to Chick Chat and give us what CMS stands for. I don't care. I don't care that it's right or wrong. Please. Krusty mustache means, salt.
Means content management system, but not in this case. Yes. Anyway, that's what they were doing. And it was like their games were successful. And their success caused them to have money that they wanted to invest in a publishing division and branching out into other things. And, you know, step down the hallway, walk through that door, and things aren't going so well. So we've been with them when they got big and needed somewhere to put their money and diversified. And now we're with them when that blew up in their face and they're needing to pull it all back. So
they somehow managed to screw up an F1 license. I mean, Formula One, that should be printing money for them.
It's a management game, though, right? You're not driving cars. So
yeah, but management games.
That should be their. And that should be their wheelhouse, right?
Exactly. That definitely should be something. I mean, look at like those football, management games and stuff. Those things are mad bank.
I cannot understand that.
I mean,
they got to the end of that
Teflon, you were playing one where you were managing wrestling, weren't you?
Yep, sure was.
Yeah, you're just managing shit. I don't know why anybody would want to do it. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't touch it.
I do not mean to pick on anybody for having fun with what they want to do. And I know that Teflon would never feel that from me at all because he is way too self-aware to give a shit what I think. But
I'll kill you.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll ignore it and you'll just go keep having fun with the games you like to play.
Which is a lot of games.
Which is a lot of games. I find it absolutely beyond understanding, but hey, whatever. There's also like Power Wash Simulator. That's a real game.
Yeah, I played
Lawnmower Simulator is a real game. I cannot believe it's true.
I have done all the jobs in Power Wash Simulator.
I love sim games.
I was talking to somebody at work, and they're like, oh, well, I game too. I play The Sims. I'm like, oh, God damn it. That's not gaming. But then
that's a sim.
Somebody was talking about it, and I'd say, yeah, well, I do Sims. It's fun doing this. I said, I tried playing like The Sims one time, and all it did is make me sad because it points out how fast our life goes by, how much of our life is spent sleeping and working and eating and shitting, that I'm like, I don't need a reminder that life sucks. I'm not going to play this game anymore. And that's why the management games kill me, because, I manage shit in real life. That sucks. Why do I want to sit down and manage, this stuff? I'd rather pretend I'm a race car driver or a spaceship pilot like we do in this game than go manage anything ever.
Hey, Chig, I'm going to
play Crusader Kings and be the Viking King of Egypt.
I already am.
Chig, I'm going to send you a link to a playlist that I want you to start watching of a bunch of different videos of a dude playing The Sims, and that dude is Gray Still Plays, and he's just torturing The Sims over and over and over. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Well, the one guy at work said that was his... He quit playing The Sims once he ran out of creative ways to, kill his sim. Like he said, what they did is like you'd order a pizza and then you'd remove the doors from the house. So the pizza guy would just walk around outside and you'd walk around inside trying to meet with each other until you died. Yeah. Like Jesus.
You can say you don't get management games all you want, but when your escapist fantasy allows you to eat the Pope, call me.
Yeah, but that to me isn't like just simming my life. That actually is, or just a management game. There's strategy to that, and there's choices you're making that are pushing things forward. You know what I mean? Making my race car team better or my soccer team better by buying players, pretend players, or I guess when it's licensed that you got the actual drivers and shit you get to put in there, but. It's simulating how they perform. I don't get it. It goes beyond me. If it's fictional stuff, then yeah, I can go with that, I guess.
Well, I mean, what that allows for people to do is I don't really follow like a real sport type sport, but like I do remember when I did, like, so like Football Manager, it allows people who they know the all these players on these teams, just like people who religiously follow the NFL. They know all these players on these teams, and they know who they would want to trade and who they would want to put in what positions and things like that. And,
go Niners. You know,
it's their chance to like take over for their favorite people and, you know, lead them to a championship they don't ever get to. But or sure like in the case of the one guy who's, he made his, he made up his own country in his own football teams and even had some of it made in real life. And that's his Football Manager experience, is his own league.
Yeah, come on, as a Vikings fan, Chig, you should understand what it's like to not win.
Well, yeah, especially, you know, like when we smack the 49ers. But I'm sure that, you know, this came from the fact that, you know, like when you had your NBA and Madden footballs and stuff, you could start to trade players among your teams and then just simulate the games because you were horseshit at playing the actual games. So you just wanted to simulate the seasons and see what these trades would do. And I'm sure that that's where they saw, you know, once the games are online, they saw people doing this more and more. And they're like, hey, there might be a market just for the management side of it. And that's where these games came from, I'm sure. Because some people just thought that was a good idea. I don't think one day somebody said, let's just make a management sim. I think that there were hard numbers there for them to take that risk and design these management games ahead of time.
I blame EA Sports.
Well, the first management games that were, you know, decades ago, back when, you know, back when, like,
yeah,
around the time, before the time of the original SimCity. Yeah, well, no, of course.
But yeah, that's when it didn't cost anything to do. Now that there's, you know, a real investment in order to release a game. We're talking, you're talking, of course, things like that were out in the Stone Ages of games when people would just, whatever, some nerd who could type out code, you know, for 20 hours a day would felt like he wanted to try to make.
Well, I mean, that's when like Football Manager started, was way back then, when people my age was, you know, young and in school, and they he said, I remember listening to a podcast talking about the old days of doing Football Manager when they were in school and how they would print it out. It still had those old printers that had the matrix sides. Yeah,
yes.
That you had to tear off the sides. And he would print out teams and things for his team or like rosters and things.
Those still exist.
Oh,
a game I really like is City Skyline, and all that is a city building and city management game.
I mean, that SimCity was fun and populous, you know, back in the day. I don't know if you guys remember that when you were basically God and, you know.
Yeah, I remember
building it. Yeah, and those games I had fun with for a while, but then I would always just have to, you know, call in the hurricane or call in Godzilla, you know, and just make chaos out of it and see what would happen. It's all about the suffering, I think. That's all I got.
So circling it back around.
Yeah, FDev screws up frequently.
Yes, but...
Well, but thing I think they've screwed up so badly that they had to cut off all that stuff, and now they're not going to be allowed to screw anything up, and all they can do is the stuff that they didn't screw up.
And see, when I heard this talked about, this is like the most glass half full thing I've ever heard. Cutting
the staff, way I put it.
Exactly. Well, and you're not the first person I've heard that from. I mean, it's kind of, and it.
That's what their reports say.
Exactly.
And that's what they're doing. There's cutting a lot away of negative. All the stuff.
It's easier to focus on the positive.
It sucks that people are losing their jobs. That sucks.
Yeah, but it's like the ship is sinking, and you can say, well, at least now we don't have to worry about the swimming pool being empty.
Well, our game is already developed. Like, unless you were really interested in a game that FDev was going to release 6 months from now, like, this is it. I mean, we have what we were going to have anyway. At most, we're going to get, like, some of the last little bits of content here are going to get delayed. But I don't want them to make another expansion for this game. Like the engine couldn't handle the last one. It's over. Hang it up.
The last one was a
make
whole
Elite Five if you're going to do anything else.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Another exactly. But that's what they would have to do if they do another. If they do another up, you know, you can't change engines, and that's the thing. You're talking about a totally new game,
new Elite. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, then they can, if they wanted to, I mean, they own the Cobra engine, so it'd probably just be an updated version of that the way Bethesda keeps doing it. Like, all their games run on that. But, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they would license something, but it just doesn't seem likely for a studio that already, you know, made their own engine. I think
for those of us that love this game, the big thing is let's hope they milk this cash cow for all that it's worth.
Word.
Just start throwing more and more stuff into it.
That is the other thing is this, the way that they do have to get revenue is I think we can all agree pretty grossly underutilized. I mean, it's been years since Fleet Carriers have been out. There's been nothing new put out for Fleet Carriers. not any new, like there's three colors you can make your interior, nothing you can buy for the interior, nothing you can buy for the interior. You can't spend any money on the interior of your Fleet Carrier.
Money on an imperial themed interior with all like the super nice couches and craps so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They do make new suits and they make gun skins occasionally, although actually have they made any new gun skins? Or I don't pay attention to that.
I have no
idea. There's a few new ones, yeah.
They make suits and occasionally there's new skins for ships. But there are many like basic things that everybody's just been like. Like, since day one of Fleet Carriers, it was like, oh, look, there's three choices. So when comes the ones I can buy?
Yep.
And never happened. There's money on the table if they ever care to do it. So at the least, then nothing will happen and we'll finish out the plot. Hopefully the Guardians will show up and then we can put a bow on this game. At most, we spend these last months into years that the servers are alive with them choosing deciding to change their minds and print money for several of the things that they've been ignoring, which I obviously would be a great idea and a great thing they could do since all of their financial reports say that they're going to refocus on their core things, including this game. So
I mean, we've talked about Ready Room stuff that they could do, you know, Captain's Corners. Different skins for the bars inside. I mean, your entire Fleet Carrier could set to a certain system state where it's freaking dark and lights are going out and it's dingy. You could have a Mos Eisley type Fleet Carrier on the inside, or you could have a super clean one like Lark says. Hell, give me a strip club, goddammit. Just let my bartender serve me a drink, goddammit. I don't ask for much. We haven't even touched on like ship interiors. Just do one ship at a time.
Just let me manufacture and deal drugs. So,
and do them all. Yes. But there's so much. Absolutely, there's so much that they could do that people would pay so much to do. I mean, with how little gameplay there is in Odyssey, I mean, honestly, the on foot stuff, it's so limited what you can do that having ship interiors, we would make our own fun. Fleet Carrier interiors, we would make our own fun.
100%.
Yeah. And I mean, ship interiors, that's a lot of development.
One at a time, damn it.
Skins, like just different colors for what's already here. And, you know, I'm sorry, like if I'm breaking the rule, but like that's already what goes on in this game. I'm just still shocked that they've never made any store skins for the inside of your Fleet Carrier. Madness.
I mean, shit to hang on your walls.
Speaking of madness, hey, Chig, do you have any yearly stats for the podcast?
They're not fully up to date. That'll come. We'll have another episode before the end of the year.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's fine. We've gone on. We've prattled on for quite a bit. There's the Spotify thing. I really wanted to be more interesting than it is. It used to be in years past since Spotify has finished fully taking over the podcast hosting, their end of year stats thing is a whole lot of colors and fluff and tells us basically no info. So the stats used to be cool to go through, not any longer. I'm basically just going to ignore it from now on. There's a bunch of things that they sort of give you these little single stats on an image and they want you to like share it on your socials, I guess. It's dumb. They tell me like three numbers and I have to call up totally different pages to see them, and they don't show me charts of where people are listening anymore. And
yeah, we should be like, we have people listening in, you know,
yeah,
two countries. And we were like, yes.
What it told me this time was that the United States is where most of our listeners are, 50% of them. And then it said nothing else about any other countries and didn't give me anything. I don't know. Like what's in here? We are a top 5 podcast for 133 people and a top 10 podcast for 182 people. We're a number 1 podcast for 18 people.
Oh.
Like I just like I want to see
tens of listeners.
Tens of people find us as their favorite podcast. We're probably those people's only podcast, would be my guess.
The top episode of the year was number 169, Recreationally Indignant.
What did we talk about on that show that was interesting? I would have thought the Golden Girls episode would have been the number one.
People hated that.
I know, really? People suck.
Well, I know one person did.
Oh, joking over his head.
I hated it.
Anyway, is there any fluff stuff you guys want to put in the end of this podcast? You're in charge.
Craft singles. I almost bought a Mayor McCheese pop figure today because it was Mayor McCheese. I didn't know that was a pop figure.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah.
So, we got movie anniversaries.
McDonald's. Yeah, so do that.
10 years ago, American Hustle. Also, 10 years ago was The Hobbit, okay. Desolation of Smog.
Which gross, kind of horrible, wild. Fucking garbage movie.
Just read the book.
But not awful 20 years ago was Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
You'll probably need to pause that one.
Probably. 25 years ago was Shakespeare in Love and Star Trek Insurrection, which I love Insurrection.
You guys talked about that last week.
What movie? I missed it.
Insurrection and Shakespeare in Love. Oh, really? Oh, okay. I mixed up. All right.
Yeah, it was just because we got Star Trek 2 weeks in a row.
two weeks of Star Trek.
I saw Insurrection.
I loved Insurrection for how silly it was. It could have just been an episode of The Next Generation, but it was great.
It was, wasn't it? I felt like it was. It didn't feel like a motion picture. I don't know.
It was one of those... there are a lot of stories about how odd the production was on that. It's one of those things that suffered from some strange events during production and writing. So, yeah.
And Shakespeare in Love, didn't that movie actually win the Oscar? Good God.
I don't remember. I never saw it.
I saw it. I saw every movie that came out in the 90s in the theater, unfortunately. And I did see that in the theater.
Well, speaking of the 90s, 30 years ago was Schindler's List.
That's a good movie.
That is a classic.
It is. Spielberg. And 35 years ago, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which I haven't seen, but heard it's great.
I've never seen that one.
Michael Caine and Steve Martin. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I have seen this version of my favorite superhero, Superman, 45 years ago.
That the one where he flies around the Earth fast enough to make time go in reverse?
I think that's Superman 2.
No, that's Superman.
No, that was the first one.
That was the first one, really?
Yeah.
It happens in 1 and 3, I think.
Just wait till you get
They do it twice?
No.
What?
Or no, I've just merged the movies together in my mind.
Three was the one with Richard Pryor, wasn't it? And
oh, that's right.
Which one is the one where he has that weird power to throw the S off of his chest? And it's just a minor inconvenience for the enemy.
Yeah, that was the second one.
We'll never see that again.
Yeah, the first one is where he flew backwards in time. The second one is the one where the three villains escaped, you know, Zod and them.
That's right.
That
and
was
the third
two.
One was with the computer that totally wasn't Brainiac, but it was Brainiac.
Yeah, well, didn't Lex Luthor, played by Gene Hackman, I believe, didn't he make a Superman clone, but it was like super evil because it was like
a nuclear man
in the mix?
Isn't that was Superman 4, I think.
That was 4? Okay.
Jesus, that was great. I remember Nuclear Man.
Yeah,
that was crap out of that one.
If he can go back in time, why isn't that the solution to like every other problem? This is the Star Trek transporter problem all over.
I was just gonna say that. That's why don't they use the transporter to cure every?
The one episode where they get a disease and they eventually put themselves in the transporter and just delete the disease, and then they forget that they could do that for every other episode ever.
Yep.
See, that's the same problem of every long-running sitcom when suddenly someone has a brother or sister they didn't know about, and, oh, I can't wait to learn about this character and see how they interact with my favorite character, and they're gone.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We always forget that Riker has a twin brother who is actually a transporter malfunction.
Oh, Lower yes. Decks has touched on that a few times. It's so good.
Clone Ensign Riker, who's very depressed and very bad at his job and stuff.
William was his name? Was it like Frank? What was it?
William Riker.
Well, no, he just used William, right? Oh, I think so.
Yeah,
he went by
the middle name, I think, is what the lore is. Oh, but William Riker, that's the clone.
He's only really a Riker to do the Riker maneuver.
Thomas Riker, he went by.
Thomas.
The transmitter clone of William T. Riker. Riker. So T must be Thomas.
Yeah, it was Thomas Riker. Yeah. Riker.
So he was Tommy Boy. Good God. Yeah. All they had to do to fix that problem was put him back in the transporter and
delete the other one.
Yeah.
All they had to do was kill the other guy.
Yeah, Janeway made it look so easy. I don't know what their problem is.
Solve this problem with a little murder.
that's the way to do it. In the future, it's easy. Yeah, I don't know. I always loved the line about Voyager, though. It's first time they had a female captain and she proceeded to get them lost.
So. And then murdered some people.
Murdered. Yeah, that's Star Trek for you.
Janeway's my captain, but I'll admit, yeah, there's some glaring WTFs in there.
Yeah, we can do the same thing with Star Wars all night, too. So I think we should end the show before we go completely off.
That sounds great.
Yeah, okay.
Warm up the theft bot.
Oh, shit. All right.
That's all right. You don't have to do that if you don't want to.
Yeah, don't tell me what to do. You're not my real mom.
Here we go again.
Yeah, he is.
Need a sound effect of running to your room crying and slamming the door.
You there, computer man. Fix my pants.
All right. Well, I guess some of this episode turned into an okay episode. It started off really bad, though. So thanks for sticking. You know what? If you're hearing my voice. Here we go. He's making that sound again.
If you like the show, please rate and review on your podcast player, which helps people find the show. Join us on Discord at discord.io/loosecruise and check out the merch store at loosecruiseed.com for mugs, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. And you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/loosecruiseed. I'm sorry, Jing. I can't do that.
Yes, you can. Do we have new merch? I know that you were asking for submissions.
Nobody's sent me any images yet, so still working on it. Right. But I plan to, and I plan to send out just a bunch of stuff to people that participate with us.
The curse of asking for a thing, and then life goes crazy for all of us.
Especially those 18 people who we were your favorite podcast. Atta boys.
There you go.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show to the patrons. And thanks, Lark Shadow, Chig, Teflon, for joining me.
Schedule might get weird the next couple of weeks because of holidays and stuff, but we will cross that bridge when we come to it.
No, it's a fucking urban myth, like ghosts or large penises.
I'm going to go play some F1 manager right now. You guys stay cheesy. Right.
I'm going to go make fresh a Chig manager game.
Bay Fresh Cheese Bags.
Oh, God. Don't play that ever again.
TFG, everyone.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.